my thanks to Paul Cook for a very funky 3 hours. The time is now 3 minutes past one, and you are with LWR. My name is Abby Grant, and you're getting ready for my night flight right the way through till four, so I think we can lose Paul's theme tune and get in with something for the guys down there in Tulse Hill. I'm a mean, mean fool. This is Alexis Corner.
I was 55 last birthday, so don't tell me to bide my time, 'cause time ain't waiting on my pleasure. There's some to come but more behind. I'm a fool, I'm a fool, I'm a mean fool. Mean fool, clean fool. I don't believe in politicians. I do despise their sneaky ways. But when the union making my decisions, it don't work at all, 'cause it lead to many empty days. I'm a fool, I'm a fool, I'm a mean fool. Mean fool, mean fool. I'm a fool, I'm a fool, I'm a mean fool.
All you gotta do is look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities or Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities of life. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be found off my big home. The bees are buzzing in the tree to make some honey just for me. When you look under the rocks and plants and take a glance at the fancy ants, then maybe try a few.
You eat ants?
You better believe it. You're gonna love the way they tickle.
Move me! Look out!
The bare necessities of life will come to you.
Look here.
They'll come to you. Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities. That's why a bear can rest at ease with just the bare necessities of life. Now when you pick a pawpaw or a prickly pear,
ow!
And you prick a raw paw, well, next time, beware. Don't pick the prickly pear by the paw. When you pick a pear, try to use the claw. But you don't need to use the claw when you pick a pear of the big paw paw. Have I given you a clue?
Golly, thanks,
Lou. Oh, boy. All the silly gibberish. Come on, Daggy, get with the beat. The bare necessities of life will come to you.
They'll come to me.
They'll come to you. How about scratching that old left shoulder while you're up there, Mowgli? No, just a hair lower. There. Right there. That's it. Oh, this is beautiful. Oh, that's good. Shit, we've got to get to a tree. This calls for some big scratch.
You're
in love with Mowgli. Right on it. Yeah. Delicious. Oh, just a little bit. This is really living. So just try and relax. Yeah. Cool it. Fall apart in my backyard. Because let me tell you something, little Bridges. If you act like that bee acts, you're working too hard. And don't spend your time looking around for something you want that can't be found. When you find out you can live without it and go along not thinking about it, I'll tell you something true. The bare necessities of life will come to you.
I give up.
Well, I hope his luck holds out.
Mowgli, how about you, sir?
Look for the necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife.
Yeah,
I mean the bare necessities. That's why a bear can rest at ease with just the bare necessities of life. Yeah, with just the bare necessities of life.
Beautiful. And that was, of course, completely brilliant. That's 11 minutes past 1 o'clock with me, Abby Grant, on LWR with My Night Flight. That was following on from Alexis Corner and I'm a Mean Fool, I'm a Mean Fool from the album Juvenile Delinquent. Well, from the Bare Necessities, if you would like to help some children reach the Bare Necessities this Christmas, we at LWR have got our Christmas peel going. And all you have to do is send checks and postal orders made payable to Save the Children, and we will pass them on to the relevant parties. This is by Hazel O'Connor, and it's called Will You?
You drink your coffee, and I sip my tea, and we're sitting here, playing so cool, thinking what will be, but skin. I wonder if you'll stay now, stay now, stay now, stay now. I'll
Bears. That's Hazel O'Connor there with her biggest hit to date. I think that got to number 6 in the UK charts. And Will You?
All right. Okay, we're gone. Roll it.
Now something for Alan up there in Tulse Hill by Muddy Waters.
Yeah, bring me champagne when I'm thirsty. Bring me a ripple when I want to get high.
Case was getting difficult. It was time to use my superpowers. It's a little known fact about me, but I'm in fact a member of the League of Pointless Superheroes. This is a gang of superheroes including Cake Woman, a woman who has the power to turn herself into a slice of Battenberg. We also number amongst our ranks Rent Boy, who, after an horrendous accident with a nuclear reactor in the Chelmsford branch of Topshop, can now, by mind power alone, tear people's trousers below the knee. Also, we have Gas Man, a man who has the incredible superpower to walk the streets with a nice clipboard and say, "Morning." But remember, kids, although Superman can fly, you can't. Not unless you take a lot of drugs.
And this is Reasons to Be Cheerful. The Enduring.
Why don't you get back into bed? 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 Why don't you get back into bed?
Reasons to be cheerful. Part 3. Summer Buddy Holly, the working folly, good golly Miss Molly, and boats. Hammersmith Pally, the Bolshoi Bally, jump back in the alley, and nanny goats. 18 wheelers camels, Dominica camels, all other mammals plus equal boats. Seeing Piccadilly, Fanny Smith and Willie, being rather silly, and porridge oats. A bit of grin and bear it, a bit of come and share it. You're welcome, we can spare it. Yellow socks, too short to be haughty, too nutty to be naughty. Going on 40, no electric shots. The juice of the carrot, the smile of the parrot, a little drop of claret, anything that works. Elvis and Scotty, days when I ain't spotty, sitting on the potty, curing smallpox. Reasons to be cheerful. Part 3. Reasons to be cheerful. Part 3. Reasons to be cheerful. Part 3. Reasons to be cheerful. 1, 2, 3. Reasons to be cheerful. Part 3. Health service glasses, gigolos and brasses, round or skinny bottoms. Take him on to Paris, lighting up the chalice, Wee Willie Harris. Banjo Stephen Beacle, listening to Rico, Papa Groucho Chico. Cheddar cheese and pickle, the Vincent motorcycle, slap and tickle. Woody Allen Darley, Dimitri and Pasquale, Bala 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 and Bilal. Sunday nights to study, phoning up a buddy, being in my nuddy. Saying okie dokie, sing along a smoky, coming out a chokey. John Coltrane soprano, Eddie Celentano, Bona Carino. Reasons to be cheerful, part 3. Reasons to be cheerful, part 3. Reasons to be cheerful, part 3. Reasons to be cheerful, 1, 2, 3. Yes, yes, dear, dear, perhaps next year, or maybe even never. In which case? Reasons to be cheerful. 1, 2, 3.
bed? Why don't you get back into 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 bed?
Reasons to be cheerful, part three.
And that was Reasons to be Cheerful by Ian Dury. Now, I'd like you to help some children have some more reasons to be cheerful. LWR is running a Christmas appeal this Christmas, and if you would like to send us some money for Help the Children or to Save the Children, the cheques and postal order should be made payable to. We will ensure that they get passed on to people who really need them. So if you would like to be generous, cheques and postal orders, exchange all that hard cash for a warm glow to Save the Children, LWR appeal, 265 Dunkery Road, London, SE9. That's LWR 265 Dunkery Road, as in Digestive Biscuit, D-U-N-K-E-R-Y Road, London, SE9. And that is also the same address if you'd like to write to me or any of the other DJs with a request or just to say how much you like us. This is Ella Fitzgerald.
Hooray! Hallelujah! Hooray! Hope we're satisfied, you rascal, you. So you met someone who set you back on your heels. Goody, goody, you met someone and now you know how it feels. Goody, goody, you gave her your heart too, just as I gave mine to you. And she broke it in little pieces. Now how do you do? So you lie awake just singing the blues all night. Goody, goody, you think that love's a barrel of dynamite. Hooray and hallelujah, you had it coming to ya. Goody, goody for her, goody, goody for me. And I hope you're satisfied, you rascal, you. You gave her your heart too, just as I gave mine to you. And she stuck it in her collection, section 92. So you lie, you wake, just singing the blues all night. Goody, goody, you think that love's a barrel of dynamite. Hooray and hallelujah, you had it coming to ya. Goody, goody for her, goody, goody for me. And I hope you're satisfied, you rascal, you.
That was Ella Fitzgerald live at the Opera House in 1958. And this is Louis Armstrong and Easy Street.
Oh, Easy Street. Love to live on Easy Street. Nobody works on Easy Street. Just sit around all day.
Yeah, about that sitting around. What are you doing out there when you sit around?
Oh, just betting on the horses, Daddy.
Oh, that old Dodger. Ah, life is sweet for folks who live on Easy Street. No weekly payments you must meet that make your hair turn gray.
You telling me?
When opportunity comes knocking,
opportunity,
you just keep on with your rocking,
rockin'.
Cause you know your fortune's made.
My doctor says,
and anytime you so desire, there's a man that you can hire to plant trees so you can have some shade.
Yes, on Easy Street. I'm telling everyone I meet,
if I could live on Easy Street, I wouldn't want no job today. So please go away. Take it, Pop.
Papa, don't take you Easy Street. easy street. I'm telling everyone I meet, if I could live on easy street, I wouldn't want no job today. So please, Bobo Zay. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was Louis Armstrong mucking it up just ever so slightly with Bing Crosby's number one son there. Gary, first time I heard it, I thought it was Bing himself. Now, this is a little piece by Jacques Lussier, and it's called Play Bach. Thank you. lovely, isn't it? That's from an album called Play Bach by Jacques Lussier. Right, now, I don't know about people out there, but I myself don't like did you knows as a rule. When people, you know, did you know Chamberlain had three legs and things like that? But here is a did you know, because it ties in quite nicely. On the 23rd of November, when was it? 1889, yes, 1889 was when the first jukebox was invented and began annoying drinkers in San Francisco. The first commercial radio station began in 1964, incidentally. But I think we should go back to the jukebox.
I have been to restaurants in Soho whose denizens have crossed social and geographical barriers to reach them. In one, I have seen a girl sitting amid musical pandemonium with a book open on her knees and her little finger entwined with that of her true love. Of course, she was not really listening, not really, and not communicating with her friend in any way that required effort. It would be hard to say whether the jukebox caused the death of human speech or whether music came to fill an already widening void. But unless the music is stopped now, the human race, mumbling, snapping its fingers and twitching its hips, will sink back into an amoebic state where it will take a coagulation of hundreds of teenagers to make up a single unit of vital force, which, once formed, will only live on sedatives, consume itself on the terraces of football stadia, and die. We'll be right back.
Zemio by Joe Jackson, a characteristic piece of Joe Jackson there, from the album of the soundtrack of the film Mike's Murder. Even though it starred Deborah Winger, I do have a sneaking suspicion it's a film that has been shelved, because I haven't heard of it as yet. Still a marvellous use there of percussion instruments. The time is now 14 minutes to 2 o'clock for all you time buffs. Now, if anybody was fortunate enough to be listening to LWR last Saturday between the hours of 1 and 4 in the morning, they would have caught me. And not only that, they would have caught part 1 of Alice's Restaurant. And I promised to play part 2 for you. Here it is, Arlo Guthrie and part 2 of Alice's Restaurant, the Grand Massacre.
They got a building down in New York City called...